Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul says there are basic concepts which are common in the world and form the foundation of all of man's natural faults. We must beware lest we be spoiled or overturned by them. As Solomon said, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We don't have to learn these ways since we are already indoctrinated and comfortable with them, which makes them extremely dangerous. He describes these ways as philosophy, vain deceit, and tradition of men. The first of these is philosophy. There are many different philosophies which are found among men. Some think that their philosophies are spiritual since they seek to rise above the mundane or base desires of men, such as that taught by Plato. Other philosophies, such as the Bacchanalians, exult in the baseness of men and encourage the indulgence of the flesh. This philosophy is quite prevalent today. Still others, such as the Stoics, believe that great gain is to be had by overcoming the emotions of the flesh and adopting a strict lifestyle. Many religious men adopt this philosophy. The Epicureans thought that the highest good comes through self-control and high moral standards. There are hundreds of philosophies that are found in all societies around the world, and they all have some appeal to various groups of individuals. But they all share a common theme, and none is superior to the other. They were all developed by the natural thinking of men, and regardless of what benefits they may have, they fall short of being founded in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Anything more than Christ is too much, and anything less than Christ is not enough. We are warned in the Scriptures to not be spoiled, that is, destroyed thereby. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And then we have vain deceit. Man in his natural state is subject unto vanity. In fact, Solomon said all is vanity, which literally means empty. Man is totally devoid of any true spirituality in his own self and power. Until the Spirit of God convinces him of that, he shares the common belief that he has within his power to earn the favor of God by his own actions. He believes that God is impressed with morality and charity. Because he is vain and places an intrinsic value and worth to himself, it is impossible for him to come to grips with his own utter separation from God, which has no remedy that can be found in his own effort or free will. He may confess that he should be punished for his wrongdoing, but he cannot conceive of being a worthless maggot in the sight of God. He thinks it only fair that God should give him a chance to correct his errors and make amends in some fashion, and he holds out hope that all will be better one day. This is the very depths of deception which all of those who have been awakened by the Spirit of God have been delivered from. They know themselves to be unworthy of the least of His mercies, and despair of doing one thing that could make themselves acceptable in His sight, even as the publican prayed, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And then finally we have the tradition of men. This is primarily having to do with the religion which men choose to walk in. The man who relies upon his religion is the one who is convinced that there is a religion or religions with which God is pleased. Some think that the one they belong to is the only one, and they are willing to shed the blood of others, figuratively or really, to defend it. Some point to their longevity, others to their accuracy. If a man takes great pride in his tradition, then he likely is enamored with religion rather than Christ. The man who has Christ alone as the object of his affections can say with the Apostle Paul, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him, and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death." The rudiments of the world are all around us. We are steeped in them, and our flesh delights in anything that can be seen with the eye. The spiritual man says, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." What is it that you take pride in? Whatever that is where your place of glory and affection is. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Christ is all.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.